Maggie Penman, NPR News.
Honey, but I do know where I come from.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
And honey, I know where I end up. I got a body for this bed.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 521 and a quarter, up a quarter. May, 523 and three quarters, down two. Soft March wheat, $5 and a half, down 7 and a half. May, 494, down 6. March corn, 376 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. May, 385 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 393 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. December, 410 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 999 and a half, down 11 and 3 quarters. July, 1007 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. November, 978 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 336.30, down $8. March soybean oil, 32.70, up 5 cents. April live cattle, 152.67 and a half, now 70, down 75. March feeders, 203.45, down 65. April lean hogs, 67.37 and a half, and they are down 30. Well, where are you going to be a week from today? We hope it's at the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting in Covington, Indiana. March the 10th. That's just 7 days away. The good news is if you don't have your tickets yet, there is still time today to get them and have them arrive in the mail ahead of the meeting, which means you have ticket in hand and be able to walk right through. We have just a handful of tickets remaining. $25 is the price, includes a continental breakfast and a beef house lunch, a full day of analysis. It is a WASDE reporting day, so we'll have fresh information to digest. Our popular corn, soybean, and cash grain panels. Murray Wise will talk about land values. Chris Hurt will talk about livestock. And Sue Martin has a keynote looking at the future of the marketplace. We hope that you will join us. Purchase your tickets today, 217-333-7300. Or online at willag.org, that's WILLAG.org. Just page down to the link to purchase the tickets. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and Wayne will be there that day. In fact, I do believe this to be true. Wayne is the only person who has made every single All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, all 25 of them thus far.
We're looking forward to 26 and that beef house roll about this time next week, Dave.
And that cup of coffee. Yummy.
It will be good. And a lot of good information, a lot of good people to talk to and see, and what varied opinions we'll get to see with a little bit of everybody talking about it. So there's going to be something for everybody, as always. A lot of fun and a lot of information.
And we hope it's enough to make people get a couple more bucks in their back pocket along the way. Let's talk about the soybean market. It does appear, for the most part, the truckers' blockade protests down in Brazil have run their course, although there are some little issues still remaining, primarily in southern Brazil. And I read somewhere yesterday, reflected in the market with a key reversal lower, seeing follow through today. Does this portend the slow decline of November soybeans?
Well, you know, the May beans, we're really watching close to see if they stay around that, can close above the 10-12, the 50-day moving average. You know, we backed through the 100-day moving average. yesterday, the 50 days down at 10-12, and we're going to see if we can stay with that. You know, later today, sometime Informa is supposed to be out with some numbers. We'll look at those, but with the idea that 18 blocked roadways and only in two states, and one of the states haven't even really started bean harvest, it means that the flow of beans back to the ports is going right on schedule, and harvest is going along. We saw some other numbers, too, that looked like it was somewhat surprising that the speed that they were getting some of the safrina corn planted in some of the areas was actually running a little bit ahead of last year, Dave.
I find that amazing, given all the talk about the diesel going the other direction being at a premium, and I was beginning to wonder if all of that is true, whether or not corn planting would be delayed to some degree.
You know, we thought that was the case, especially last week when they were slowing down harvest because trucks not being able to get back to continue the harvest that way. But, you know, like I say, some of the word coming out of there is actually it's moving along a little better. Michael Cordonnier left his estimates for Brazil the same at 93 million metric tons of beans and 74 million metric tons of corn, in Argentina at 57 and 23. Again, an AgriConsult actually raised theirs a little bit above the USDA. So the yields do look to be coming in down there, and with the truck blockade coming to an end or becoming disorganized, it looks like the fundamentals say that we should back up a little bit.
The crop insurance numbers are now in the books, February in the rear view mirror. As you look at those numbers for harvest months, what do you think it portends for what we might see at the end of the month on the planting intentions report?
Well, I think that basically along the way, it doesn't give us a whole lot of insight. There's some areas where the corn is going to be actually the guarantee is a little better than what the bean guarantee is, depending on yields in the areas. But all in all, I think it's going to come down a little bit more to a bank financing and the money available to farmers, which they're going to plant. Now, in our area and here in the Midwest, I don't think we're going to see a big switch over that way. It's going to be more in the Dakotas and the outlying areas that might be switching to some Milo or something along those lines.
That's what I was thinking, more switching on the fringes from corn to Milo or soybeans.
Yes, that's very correct, Dave.
All right, let's look at livestock, and boy, oh boy, you need to put your seatbelt on to trade this commodity.
That has been the case for quite a while, Dave. I mean, we've seen some very, very big moves and things as we go along here today. You know, down a buck in the over a dollar in the cattle today, down 20 to 40 in the hogs. But we are seeing some better prices in the cutout last night. Now, we're not seeing the volume of movement that we would like to see there, but the cutout value is all going up, and the packers getting in a little better shape.
Seems like cash is above the market.
Yeah, it is. And once again, here, the big movements like that are making it awfully hard on the livestock producer to use the board as a hedging tool.
What's your take on the dollar and whether or not it is setting itself up for a continued rise, and it has been rising for the last several months?
You know, we're backing off a little bit here today. I mean, the dollar index is down about 134. But, you know, trading at 95 and above, it's going to be awfully hard to make a run much above 96 for right now. But it's also going to be awfully hard to take it back down below 92. So, you know, basically we continue to see a little strength in the dollar. The U.S. seeming to hang together, you know, better than the poor European economy is doing right now.
Does seem to suggest, though, that the Fed may put off those interest rate hikes maybe into the fourth quarter?
Janet Yellen seems to be trying to portray a very dovish attitude from the Fed. So, you know, just listening to her and her last testimonies along the way, you know, it looks like it'll at least be the last quarter before she does anything. Now, will they surprise us later? We don't know. But for right now, by the trends and the tone of her speeches and comments, you would think it's being delayed.
Many producers haven't done a whole lot of marketing for new crop. When do they start?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on what level you're at and what you're looking at along the way. But, you know, we should have been doing some here over the last couple weeks as we saw some of these rallies, especially that rally created by the Brazilian trucker strike, if you didn't have hardly anything done. You know, if you're fairly well hedged, in the 30 to 40% bracket or more, well, then maybe we're going to sit back and see if we can't see a weather scare. We saw that the Australian weather forecasters were upping the chances of El Nino coming in and some weather discrepancies in different places along the way. We heard Steve Fried comment yesterday about his long-term weatherman that he likes is saying that there's going to be dry in the north and dry in the south, and through the middle of the belt is going to be normal conditions. But those are some weather things that are still yet to come.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. May corn, 386 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. December, 411 and 3/4, down 1.5. May beans, 1003 and a quarter, down 10.5. November, 978 and 3/4, down 6.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.